Waller continued on calmly. I learned Pashto and a little Dari during the Soviets' disastrous intrusion into your country. They are hard languages to learn, but not as difficult as English, which has so many exceptions there are no rules left. He checked the monitor. Pulse 139. I've seen higher. When I run, in fact, I can get it over 140, and I'm 63. You are a young man. This is nothing. Now your blood pressure is 150 over 90. A bit precarious. Well, let's see. He snapped the grips on a new location, and the man's pelvis jerked upward, pulling against his bindings as he roared in pain again. Pulse 157. Okay, now I believe that I have your attention. We were discussing names. In gasps, Abdul said, You will just kill me if I tell. Now that is progress. That is good. We are closer to negotiation. And yet if you tell me, do you want me to just let you go? But if I do, then you could go and warn those who betrayed me. Hardly a worthy proposition. So I die then? I did not say that. Waller undid the grips and then locked them higher up, crushing a particularly sensitive part of the Muslim's anatomy. Again, Abdul's shrieks slammed into every corner of the small room. He threatened to kill Waller, behead him, disembowel him, come back and haunt him, slaughter everyone he ever cared about. I understand your anger, my friend, but it gets us nowhere, said the Ukrainian. He looked down. You are bleeding more heavily, Abdul, but it is not life-threatening, so have no worries. Waller went back to his box and pulled out a small scalpel. He held it up for the Muslim to see. A surgeon's knife. It is very delicate, very effective. I make one incision here and here. He placed the blade against two spots on Abdul's neck, and you bleed out in minutes. But I don't want that. So instead, I do this. Seconds later, Abdul's right pupil had been slashed open. The Muslim writhed in agony, his screams again filling the small space. Waller studied the monitor. 195 on the pulse rate, that is unsustainable, my friend. And your blood pressure, yes, it too gives me trouble. You will assuredly suffer a stroke if you don't calm down. I truly fear for your health. He looked down at the sobbing and now partially blinded man. Would you like me to now employ sleep deprivation, or play what they call the rap music? He bent lower. What do you say? You are begging me. What? To kill you, my friend? No, no. I am not a violent man. I am a fair man, and I do not kill. But instead, I do the work piecemeal. The knife struck again, and part of the captive's left ear fell to the dirty floor. He checked the monitor readout. Over 200 is the pulse, and the blood pressure is not good, not good at all. I tell you to calm, and yet you do not. You are too stubborn. He turned back to the Muslim. I will let you rest a bit, and then the real interrogation will begin. If you thought this was painful, Abdul, you will be disappointed, I think. This was merely the foreplay.